This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We continue our coverage of Kamala Harris's acceptance of her party's nomination for president with more on the DNC speech and what's looking forward to in the campaign. We're joined live by KCBS insider Phil Mateer and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. I'd like to start with you, Mr. Mayor. What's it like to see a mentee of yours accept the Democratic nomination?
You're taking the outsider first. Well, he's the insider.
But you're closer to me.
Yeah, all right. That's good enough.
It's proximity.
That's good enough. I must tell you, though, that her performance last night was spectacular. It was well done. And I think it appealed to people of all walks of life, of all political persuasions. And did you notice that she never referenced either the "I'm a woman" and "I'm black"?
No, she didn't. And that was deliberate, because the rule in this race was, okay, let's not talk about first. Let's not try to make it about that. It's not going to be like Hillary Clinton, where the motto was, "I'm with her." This is about America. I was interested in this. In these speeches like this, they're not intended to give out any policy. They're intended to, like, show you the car and make you feel comfortable with the car, right?
And also, you have to seriously concentrate. Don't make a mistake.
Right.
That is more frightening than anything else.
So what we're basically praising is a performance that had, the speech had something like 27 different versions before it went out, so that's tight. She rehearsed it 4 or 5 times while she was going through the swing states. So this was a performance. So this is where do we go from here? Because the campaign isn't going to be a performance after this. They're walking out of the theater now.
Yes, and what you have to do from this moment on is treat the world the way you said the world needs to treat Trump. He's not serious. And that was really clever when she dropped that in and then went on from there. Well, I'm serious.
Well, isn't that the whole point of this convention and her campaign, is to say, you may not agree with me, you may not agree with the Democratic policies if we ever put them out there, you may be opposed to them,
but
we're not Donald Trump, and we are a reasonable alternative. You don't agree with us, but you can live with us.
And let me tell you, that was well played out last night on television, because they kept injecting Republicans, including that guy that criticized Trump, who was a congressman at the time.
Adam Kinzinger,
Trump went in
of Illinois
and took him out.
Yeah, you know, I was going to mention that, because not only that, but you had the Chicks, formerly the Dixie Chicks, who were canceled by the Republican Party, mm-hmm, for things they said earlier.
Yeah.
You also had the Central Park Five to point to just his reluctance to give up any argument he's ever made.
Right, but you also had all of the veterans who were in Congress and the Senate, and you had repeated appeals to patriotism, and Chants of USA that made you think you were back at the Paris Olympics.
It did indeed. But, you know, the first question I asked wasn't so much about your analysis of her speech. It was your personal feeling. This is somebody you have been close to. This
you
is
want to just say he's somebody you dated and somebody that
say somebody whose career he helped mold.
Launch.
And you see him on TV accepting the Democratic nomination. You know, 99.9% of politicians will never see that.
No, well, 99% of politicians don't help other people. Go ahead.
You really are on the world of politicians. Yes, I was really proud. I decided last night to watch it alone, though, so that if I got disappointed, no one would notice it. I'm sorry I did watch it alone, because I was so overjoyed, I wished I'd had an audience.
Oh, that's great. We had a London Breed was quoted as saying from Chicago, we had the soundbite saying, she was like, is this really happening? I know her. Did you feel that too?
I was very pleased that she finally demonstrated who she really is. And clearly, that evening was devoted to displaying Kamala. Every person who spoke represented something that's a part of that woman's life that she had never fully demonstrated. And so I was very pleased.
You know, it is, and it's a capper to a complete change that happened within the Democratic Party that we saw. And it all, a lot of it emanates from here. We had a elderly guy that everybody was scared of running. And that he could have had the same script, and this convention would have been more like a wake. Thanks to Nancy Pelosi, that changed. Thanks to Kamala Harris being there, they had somebody they could hand the script to. The Democrats did something I haven't seen them do in decades, and that was go in and come out of a convention unified.
But end all of this with one thing. It was a good show.
Absolutely.